Thank you so much for tuning in to the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble podcast with your girl, Shauna Petrus, aka Holistically Her. Holistically Her meaning I'm living my life through whole body healing, that's spiritual healing, mental health healing, physical body healing, you name it. And I'm sharing the Sexy Love versus the Dark Bubble testimony, you guys. Sexy love is the confidence that we have and that we need to embody. I even have a Facebook page, Pretty Passionate and Pragmatic. Pretty, your confidence, your sexiness, your swag. Passionate, how do you use and share your gifts and talents to the world? What are you passionate for and what is your purpose? Pragmatic, how do you apply simple, practical approaches to daily life's dramas and issues? You know, so I will discuss my experiences, discuss my testimonies with you all, share them all with you, enlighten your mind, enlighten your thought, your creativity, and just heal you. I just want this show to be a healing show and a purposeful show to just drive you closer and closer to who you truly are, just as it did for me and it's doing for me now. It's still working for me now to this day. So I just want you to know this show will teach you to appreciate what has happened to you in your past, that what has happened to you is happening for you, you know? So take this and come along for this journey. Enjoy it. We will discuss love. We will discuss how to find your purpose. We will discuss forgiveness, everything in that realm. And also the dark bubble. For those of you that never heard of it, it's the bubble that just appears and forms and takes its shape when you are suffering from severe depression, from anxiety, and you will learn the steps and methods of how to burst and pop that bubble. Okay, bubble no more, be gone. So if you're listening to this in the car, in your home, come along for the ride, sit back and enjoy. All right, you guys. So thank you for watching this episode. I'm also recording on the Anchor podcast for the podcast, which is distributed also on Apple and Spotify. But I'm just going to start this off because for those of you who are watching, I actually did a pre-record of this episode without doing a video because I was in tears, you guys. I was like really extremely tearful. You'll have to actually check the podcast, listen to the podcast once this is over, after this video, because it's very heartfelt. I was explaining, in the recording, which is going to be right after this, that, you know, it was so heartfelt when these women on this show, and let me go ahead and show you really quick. It's actually on Netflix. So for those of you watching, if you can see it, it's called Selling Sunset. And it's this episode here. Where's my glasses? I'm like, for those of you that know, I'm so blind. Season 5, episode 5. And it's this scene where these women were discussing their baby father drama. And again, like when I pre-recorded it, y'all, I was in tears. I was like crying my eyes out because it just caught me off guard. Like, you know, I'm sitting here, I just needed some noise in the background, and it caught me off guard because it was so relatable. And it's amazing how God just like spills, you know, someone who's in your same shoes, and it's like God is telling you, keep going, keep pushing, don't stop. You know, you're not the only one going through this, you know. And I'm so serious, you guys, like this show came right on time because, you know, just me, got a lot of hats right now. as a single parent mother, you know, in school, running a LLC and freaking learning about how to, you know, manage and run an LLC and get it really off the ground and, you know, elevate my business. And I'm, you know, having fun doing Anchor and podcasts and things like that. So I'm just wearing many hats, you know. My baby girls got their own things going on. My oldest daughter, she's such a organizer. So we're working on getting her started with the LLC or at least a sole proprietorship for right now. My youngest one, she's an artist. I mean, she draws and we get into everything. Oil, painting, acrylic, you name it. We definitely try to explore. And now she's into golfing. So whew, that's another hat I got to wear. So we're going to get her into golfing. And they love swimming. So it's just so many things that we do that I do as a mom that we do as single parent moms. And watching this show, oh my gosh, like, again, it caught me off guard because I'm just playing it in the background. I'm over here like working, you know, getting off of work. I just need some type of noise in the background. And again, this is not my typical show. Usually I'll put on Tiny Homes. I'll put on some type of baking show, whatever, just something to have on in the background. But God is amazing. So he put this show on my lap. Here I am. This scene right here where they're talking about business and talking about, oh yeah, I'm helping other women launch their business and things like that. That's what caught my attention. So I'm like, what's this about? What's going on? You know, and then I'm listening more, but I'm still kind of multitasking, doing other things. As soon as they talked about, you guys, the whole baby father drama, like not drama, but baby father involvement, really absent, you know, their kids' dads are absent from their lives. And they're like, you know what? Yes, there's many women that go through this, of course. Like, I know I'm not the only one, but just hearing the way how they talked about it, you know, how they talked about the cases and how they talked about, you know, just what they had to go through and even what surprised them about the kid's dad, that they never imagined that he would be that way, you know. So I did, on the people who are listening, you'll listen to, you know, what I call is my cry scene, because I was very touched and emotional about it, because I'm serious. Some of these men, they, you know, it's a spiritual warfare. So it's the men that we were attracted to at a certain time of our life. We're not that same person. The man that I was attracted to when I was just 16 years old and he was 20 going on 21, like, sometimes I just look back and I'm like, man, why him? You know, like, I would have never been interested in him for real, because he was so pruny. He was so skinny. Like, I'm like, I would never be interested. But I don't know. It was something with the fact that I don't know. I think because he was just there. And I mean, you know, we did have some moments where it was like, wow, like, this could really be it. You know, this could be the one. He could be the one, because we did have a strong, you know, bond, a strong connection. But sometimes that was just, again, you know, that place where we're like, this is not who we really are. And I felt, there was moments where I did feel very insecure with him. I felt insecure. I didn't feel like myself. I didn't even know when I was with him that I was depressed, because it wasn't a healthy relationship. It was a very toxic relationship. And it was an emotional abusive relationship. And some people say, oh, that's even worse than a physical abusive relationship. I mean, both of them are horrible, you know, both of them are extremely horrible, but an emotional abusive relationship, that shit is hard. It's hard because it's like they are so manipulative over your mind. And they, like him, he knew how to control and just manipulate. I mean, the tiniest thing, you guys, I mean, the tiniest thing. And it was just, it was a lot. I did not realize I was severely depressed until I actually told myself to get out. And I got out like 3 times and went back. And then it was official when in 2016, when I got out of the relationship, I was like, I'm done and I can't go back and I won't go back. And that's when I realized, I was like, what is this feeling? I didn't know the feeling. I didn't know how depression looked like. I mean, I've heard about it. People are sad. I'm like, okay, you're just sad. Like, not get over it, but I used to be like, well, come on, do something to make you happy. You know, do something to lift your spirits. But until I realized, damn, this is what depression feels like. It's no joke, you guys. So with all the, you know, again, he's a narcissist. So with all of this, I hope I'm saying it right, narcissist. He's a true one. He's all about himself. He doesn't at all call the girls. It's a lot. I don't want to put his business out there, but it's a lot. Where I feel like I'm alone at times and most times, but God put this show on my screen that night. Just to remind me, you're not the only one. I'm not here alone who is, you know, still like, you know, I got the energy to start this business and to work this business to elevate my LLC. You know, I got the vision and the energy and the enlightenment to write my book. You know, I'm actually finishing this anthology, which is awesome, and I'm writing an autobiography, which is going to be awesome. So, you know, and it's just like doing all of this and, you know, still doing everything is what I love. I love to write. I love to talk, you know, Zumba instructor. I love especially Zumba Aqua. That's my favorite. So since COVID, I mean, I'm getting back into that. I used to be a beast at LA Fitness with Zumba Aqua and Zumba classes over at Waldorf. But I swear, sometimes I really did feel like, what is going on? Where am I going to find that match with someone that understands me, understands my situation, and will come and be a value to my life, be a value to my girls' lives? You know, and when this episode came on, it was like, bam, God is like, keep going, keep hustling. You got this. Don't stop. Don't slow down. Nothing like that. Do not. There's a woman here. Look at that. Like this girl, I think her business is called CEO. I think that's what it's called. I got to replay it. But, you know, she got a venue. She's a realtor. Like, what? All these women here are real estate agents and they're just doing the damn thing. Like, seriously, they they're remarkable. They're remarkable. And I'm like, wow, it just reminds me, keep pushing and keep doing it. So I don't want to make this episode too long because my cry session was 11 minutes. So it's been 10 minutes right now. I just wanted to kind of ping an ear to someone who needed to hear this. If anyone who feels like, you know what, I feel alone. I feel like as a single parent mom, it's so hard. It's so hard. Yes, it's hard, but your time is coming where weight will be lifted off your shoulder. But then guess what? You're going to have another hat. You know, you're going to be a wife, which has its own hats. You're going to be, you know, maybe a multi-business owner, you know, have several businesses. Maybe you're going to, I don't know, run a practice, whatever it is, you're going to have some more hats. Like, this is one that I know that we topped off and we're doing a damn good job as single parent moms. Can't nobody say shit. Okay. We're doing it. We are doing it. So, I mean, I'm serious. To moms that are single parent moms and you got support from your kid's father, that's great. I'm very proud of you. You got that support. That is awesome. But to moms like me that ain't got shit of support from the kid's father, I'm grateful that I have my family. My mother, you know, I have very supportive family. So I am incredibly grateful for that. But for people like me that the father is absent, even his family is absent and they live here. My family is spread out in Brooklyn, in Florida, in Dominican Republic, in you know, elsewhere in the States. You know, so God had to remind me, so I want to remind you, to whoever is listening, to whoever is watching, please stay focused, keep your head up, don't give up. Just know that, you know what, this is happening to me for a reason. There's a reason for this, and the reason is because he picked you, he picked me, he picked those women on this show because we're strong, we're capable, we can do this, we can manage this, we can manage our stress levels, we can manage our work life, our family life, we know how to balance it. Sometimes, yeah, there's not a balance, but you know what? We know how to sometimes give a little more on this side. Maybe this side will go a little bit down, and then we switch it. You know, God just knows how to, he knows we know how to keep it going, keep it running. So I just want to encourage someone, just like this show encouraged me, okay? So please listen, for those who are watching, listen to the episode. I will put in the description box what it's going to be called because I don't know yet. But thank you for tuning in. So check back later because I got a lot to talk about. Bye. All right. So I'm over here, y'all, about to cry my eyes out because, like, happy tears. Because just, you know how, like, say if you're one of those people like me where, you know, you're doing, like, you're multitasking, you're doing something, you got TV on in the background, you know, just for noise or just to kind of look at the glam and glitz and glam, but you're watching but not really watching. So I had on Netflix and it's kind of like I have it on in the background for inspo. Something to always make me happy, you know, it's a food channel or a real estate channel or tiny homes or a home makeover channel, you know, something like that. So I had on, I think it's called like listing or selling, but selling something like that in California. And literally, you guys, season, oh my God, I'm about to cry again. Season 5, episode 5. I'm like about to go to bed. It's like 2:00 in the morning. It's 2:09 and I'm about to go to sleep. I just turned my homework in, you know, a little bit late, but I just turned it in, like an hour or so ago. And I am, on my phone again, about to go to sleep. And here it is. I'm looking at this girl. I'll get the names for you from the show, but I'm looking at this one girl. And she's with this other girl, because she's like a CEO. So she's like has her own business and she's partnered with her friend, and they're having like, they're just discussing the space and the venue for the company, where they're going to support other women. And it's, I think it's kind of like mid show. I turned the TV off, but season 5, episode 5, and they're like in that venue, and then here comes along two other ladies come along, and they begin to discuss, you know, in this girl's venue, you know, mind you, again, partnered with, you know, her friend, their boss girls, boss babes. Like, I love it already, you know. So that's what caught my attention. I was like, oh, a boss chick, like, or boss woman, you know, they're doing a damn thing, and they all look beautiful and sexy and gorgeous and fierce. So I'm like, you know, I was even looking at her hairstyle, the one that I think the business is CEO, but looking at her hair, and I love her jacket. I'm a jacket girl, like jacket hoodie type of girl. So they began to talk about, you know, being single parent moms, and just hearing their story, like, I tell you guys, it just, I'm not even like a big crier, but I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta share this because this is deep, y'all. Like, you know, one of the ladies were talking about, like, oh yeah, she's a single mother of two, and again, that caught my attention too. I'm a single mother of two, and she's like, you know what, she's just like, she has to keep pushing, she has to keep going, you know. The kid's father was out of the kid's lives for for years, you know, I forgot how much she said, but for 10 years or so, like, he was out of their lives for a long time. And she said something about, like, he used to get visitation rights, but again, he was absent from their lives for years. So when she went to the court, something about how easy it was, the judge was like, oh, when was the last time you seen him, or the last time the kids seen him? And she said, it's been X amount of years. And he was like, all right, granted, you know, he lost his visitation rights. And something about, you know, like, wow, like, that was just a weight lifted off her shoulder. Like, you know, as a single parent mom, you don't need any extra baggage. You're already trying to pull, you know, your goals, your kids' goals, you know, find out what gifts and talent God gave your kids, you know, help them succeed. You still gotta, you know, push it and succeed and build a legacy for your family, for your children, you know, so, and put your business out there, and, you know, and it's like, wow, hearing her story just, oh my gosh, touched me. And then the next girl, like, I was like, what, there's more? So the next girl was like, her child's father, I think she has one, but she was like, you know, she was like pregnant young at 16, and, you know, and her child's father literally called her and was like, oh, how you doing? And she thought, you know, just like us moms, any other mom would be like, oh, he's calling to check on his kids, you know, he's calling because he wants to see his kids, he's calling because he wants to apologize for being absent, you know, that's what we think. We're like, oh, he's calling, you know, we're such forgiving, most of us are forgiving women, so we're like, okay, he's calling. And she was like, he's calling, and that's what she thought, you know, he was going to want to come and visit and see the child. And it's like, guess what he called about? When he called, you know, after him saying like, oh yeah, how you doing? How you doing? You know, kept saying, how you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing? Yeah, what's going on? What you doing? Yada, yada. So then all of a sudden, I think she asked him, I gotta, you know, rewind it or whatever. But she asked him and was like, she mentioned the child's name, like, so what about so-and-so, do you want to see so-and-so, whatever. And he was like, what, that child, like something like that. And she was just shocked. She was like, oh my gosh, this mother effer forgot that he had a kid. He forgot he had a child. And it's just like, and she said after that, you know, he was like, oh yeah, how is that child doing? How is that child doing? Something like that. And she was just like, oh my gosh. She said that, you know what? He asked like a few more questions. How are you doing? And that was it. And she said, you know what? I don't even want my child to know her father, or I forgot his or her father. Because, like, you know, like, you cannot have a person like that in your life. Like, oh my gosh, like, I want to just burst out crying. But like, what in the world? Like, you cannot, you guys, you cannot fake this shit. There are men out there that have babies, and you talk about forget about their child. And that's where I bring up my situation, because my kid's father has been absent for years. And when you talk about a true narcissist, when you talk about when you talk about a true selfish being, when you talk about a true, just, I don't want to use the word evil, but just someone that's just so obnoxious, you guys, I'm like, I'm in the midst of crying, I'm in the midst of my emotions, so forgive me if I'm saying the words wrong, but I'm like, so, oh my god, just listening to that grabbed my attention like no other. And I'm like in my feelings right now, and I feel like, ooh, I feel like God is telling me, like, you got this, like, you're not the only one, you got this, keep going. Look at these women. They're, you know, yeah, they're on a show, TV, yada, yada, but still, you can do this. You can do this. You can push. You see these women pushing, and they're single parent mothers, and they got the same shit like you got, but, and look at them. They're, they're pushing, they're striving, they're pursuing their dreams, they're working their butt off, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, like, oh my gosh. So I just had to share that, you guys, because I'm like sitting over here like, you know, knowing I'm a mom, I'm a single parent mom, it's a lot on my hands with school, like, you know, I literally, like I said, just turned in my homework assignment, and I have like, we have like 2 more weeks left of this semester, so I definitely got to make sure I stay on top of it, submit my homework early. I'm gonna get it done early, like today is Wednesday morning, I'm gonna go ahead and get it done Wednesday, Thursday, you know, just get it done early, get my discussion in early, you know, and just soap, you know, I'm making the products for Shauna is Beauty, you know, so I'm just gonna keep pushing, keep striving, and knowing that I am not alone. I really think that's what God wanted to tell me. I'm not alone, I'm not the only one, I'm not alone, you know. And it's like, and he showed me too, like, it's no matter how many kids you have, you can have one child, you can have two, you can have four, you can have five, you can have six, you can have eight, no matter how many kids you got, if you're a single parent mom and you got to deal with the bullshit that we got to deal with, like, you know, me and those young ladies on the television, like, this is real, this is just, oh, this is very touching. It was so touching. Oh, it's the reason why God wanted me to just, you know, play that TV show in the background, you know, it's a reason. I'm sitting here working, doing work, and, you know, just needed some noise in the background. But again, like I told you guys, positive noise, like, you know, positive vibes in the house, you know, just, he told me to pick this show. Usually, like I said, I'll pick like a baking show, something with like a high pitched sound, laughing, you know. So, but I picked this one for a reason. And wow. Whoa. Oh my gosh. And it's funny because now I have to watch it again because I have to, you know, let you guys know, explain to you guys the episode. I might even make like a YouTube video, you know, recording the other part of this episode, just to show you what I watched. And it was very, very, very powerful, extremely powerful. All right, so I'm gonna go to bed.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the podcast or watching this on YouTube. I mean, you guys mean so much to me just by simply clicking the button and just literally just sharing and enjoying the episode. Thank you so much. So if you guys have like any concerns, questions, or topics that you want me to discuss, please don't hesitate to send me an email. Go to Shauna@sexylovereflection.com or Shauna.holisticallyher@gmail.com, and I will be sure to hit you back within 24 to 48 hours. And again, just like, oh my gosh, you guys mean the world to me. Thank you so much again for listening, my loves, for sharing and everything that you do. So stay tuned for more, and definitely I will just have a plethora of different topics to discuss on this channel. Okay, so stay tuned and thank you, and just have a blessed, beautiful day. Bye-bye.